This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. If you're familiar with Reddit, you may already know about the Reddit button. It started as an April Fool's prank and has turned into a bit of an obsession. Basically, it's a button with a timer that counts backward from 60 seconds. Anyone with a Reddit account when it launched can push the button and reset the clock, but only once. No one knows what'll happen if the clock gets to zero, but so far it's not come close, at least as of the time we recorded our show. That's a lot of people doing a lot of clicking. Redditors earn different color badges depending on when they pressed. And this whole thing, it seems, raises so many questions. We called up Kelly Goldsmith. She's an assistant professor of marketing at Northwestern University. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So I have so many questions about the Reddit button, but I guess the first question is just why? Why is this so consuming for so many people?
I think the short answer is there's a lot of reasons. You know, I've been reading what other people have been writing about their experience, and they say, oh, it's about competition, and oh, it's about status. I mean, I think those could be certain motives that play into it, but it also seems like there's a strong sense of affiliation and a strong sense of community a lot of people are experiencing through this. But on the other hand, it could just be driven by curiosity, right? I think there's some really sort of nice motives that could be underlying why this is so successful.
Have you looked at the button? Have you watched it at all?
I have, yes.
It's mesmerizing, right?
To me, that speaks to the curiosity part, right? So when's somebody going to push it? How long is it going to go? What might happen if it didn't get pushed, right? So I think that's really what keeps it so mesmerizing, as you say.
What can we learn about human behavior broadly from the success of the Reddit button?
I mean, I think two things that I took away from it, which are nice takeaways, really, are that in this day and age, people really are looking for cool, different, new ways to affiliate. So that's one takeaway I had. Another one is really just the motivating power of curiosity, which I don't think gets enough attention in the academic literature, but is definitely a strong driving force. If we look at some of the perhaps irrational decisions we often see people make, they say curiosity killed the cat. And in a way, it's true. At least curiosity here is killing some of the cat's time.
Do you have a Reddit account yourself?
I do have a Reddit account. I have not actually pushed the button myself.
Are you going to?
After this discussion, I might have to.
Now, are you of the mindset that it's better to push early and try to grab that 60-second, you know, push at the very beginning of the minute? Or are you going to wait and try to get that clock as low as possible?
I would absolutely be of the group that waits to get the clock as low as possible. Again, just for curiosity's sake of how low can it go? What would happen if no one pushed it, right? My natural instinct when I first heard about this was to be on the side of getting everyone to join forces not to push it. But now that I've read more about it, I do see the nice part about affiliating with a community of people trying to keep this button going. It reminds me a lot of that Lost, right, with the hatch and the, everyone had to pull the lever and just, they didn't know why, but they kept doing it. And I think it speaks to something sort of primal within us, that there's a fear, right? What would we lose if we didn't have the button?
Kelly Goldsmith is assistant professor of marketing at Northwestern University. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.